Copying a competitor's ad creative is not a strategy. It's a shortcut that looks like research and costs like a guess. I've watched media buyers do this hundreds of times. They spot a competitor running the same Facebook video for 3 months, assume it must be working, screenshot it, rebuild it with their own logo, and push it live. Then they wait. The ROAS comes in flat. They blame the platform, the audience, the algorithm, rarely the copy and paste process that created the problem. Good competitor ad analysis would have revealed why the original creative worked and whether those conditions could be replicated. Our documented research on competitor ad intelligence captured exactly this failure mode. A team spent 3 weeks reverse engineering a viral creative, launched their own version, drove cheap clicks, and watched ROAS crater. The creative was identical in structure. The results were not. The gap between those two outcomes is not luck, it's the targeting context, placement logic, and audience timing that never transferred. The issue is not the creative itself. A winning ad is a specific creative, aimed at a specific audience, shown at a specific time, in a specific placement, in a specific geography. Strip any one of those dimensions, and you have a different ad, usually a losing one. What winning actually means in an ad. Most advertisers look at a competitor's creative and ask, what did they say? The sharper question is, why did this work for that audience, in that market, at that moment? These are not the same question. The first is answered by reading copy. The second requires data. PowerAdSpy, a competitor ad intelligence platform indexing 500+ ads across 10 networks including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Reddit, and LinkedIn, is built to answer the second. One sharp comparative analysis of ad intelligence tools draws a distinction worth keeping. Platforms like these add an analysis layer that scores elements, tracks what changed over time, and connects competitor signal to decisions in your own account. This is the difference between basic creative research and meaningful competitor ad analysis. A simple archive surfaces creatives. No context, no signal, no decision support. Context is everything. Without it, you're copying the costume, not the character. The three things copycats miss. 1. Engagement signals, not just creative. When you look at a competitor's ad, you're seeing the output. Engagement data, shares, likes, comments tells you whether that output connected with real people. PowerAdSpy's engagement-oriented details and sort-by-engagement functionality exists specifically to surface the signal. An ad that ran is not an ad that spread. Deep impression counts with minimal interaction mean the algorithm delivered it, not that anyone responded. Strong share numbers mean something different, voluntary amplification, which means the message resonated beyond the initial targeting. But shares without comments are worth examining carefully. Our research flags ads with high shares and zero comments as potentially just loud shared by people who recognize the frustration being described but have no intent to buy. A competitor may be running that creative as a retargeting pool seeder, not a conversion driver. Comments require more from the viewer. A high comment to impression ratio on a niche product is a far more reliable signal than a share count on a broadly relatable hook. 2. Geographic and demographic targeting. A supplement brand crushing conversions in one region with a particular hook may be completely invisible in another. A DTC fashion label running the same video across multiple countries is almost certainly using different audience overlays in each market. This is where competitor ad analysis becomes more valuable than simply reviewing the creative itself. You cannot see this from the creative alone. PowerAdSpy's geo-targeted competitor data and the ability to filter competitor ads by demography and location across 149+ countries make this visible. You can isolate what a competitor runs in a specific market rather than assuming their global activity is uniform, because it almost never is. The analytics tab also surfaces gender, age breakdown, country, and interest targeting data for individual competitor ads, so the demographic logic behind a creative stops being invisible. 3. Placement context. This is the detail that kills copied ads most quietly. PowerAd Spies filter by ad positions, separating news feed from side location, shows you exactly where a competitor's ad appeared. News feed placements tend to be acquisition focused, sidebar placements skew toward retargeting and brand reinforcement. Copying a sidebar creative and running it in feed is not a test. It's a category error. User behavior and conversion intent differ by placement. A copied ad that ignores placement context is compromised before the audience ever sees it. The intelligence first framework. What follows takes longer than screenshotting a competitor's ad. It also produces results that survive contact with an actual audience. Search by competitor domain, not keyword. Searching by domain inside PowerAd Spy surfaces everything that an advertiser runs across networks, not just what a keyword query returns. You get a fuller picture of their creative rotation, and you can spot which ads have been running longest. Longevity is a reliable proxy for performance. A keyword and domain search covers both entry points depending on what intelligence you need. Sort by date, oldest first, before you look at engagement. Long-running ads are a profitability signal, they have outlasted budget cuts, creative refreshes, and audience exclusions that killed weaker siblings. As a rough benchmark, a Facebook ad with 5,000 plus views still running after more than a week is worth flagging for closer examination. Start with longevity. Engagement numbers come after. Filter by location and CTA type together. PowerAd Spy's call to action-based sorting lets you filter by CTA, shop now versus learn more signals where in the funnel a competitor is pushing volume. Layer that with geo filters and you get something a screenshot can't give you, what a specific competitor is emphasizing in a specific market, right now. Start your free PowerAd Spy trial and run this filter combination on your top 3 competitors today. The results are usually more revealing than a month of keyword research. Bookmark, don't download yet. Use Bookmark the best ads to collect candidates across 5 to 10 competitors before drawing conclusions. The described hook analysis workflow calls for sampling 30 to 50 ads in a category before patterns become actionable. Build the swipe file first, analyze second. Outliers from one competitor mislead. Patterns across many competitors inform. Adapt, never replicate. The most direct statement on this from competitor ad analysis practice, copy the strategic principles, the pain points addressed, the benefit hierarchy, not the surface execution. The mechanism is transferable. The exact creative is not. The metric that actually matters. There's a documented failure mode worth naming separately. Optimizing for CPA causes it to drop, the campaign looks like a win. Then a lifetime value check reveals the acquired customers are worth a fraction of what was projected. This is what happens when you model a competitor's creative without understanding who that creative was designed to attract. The targeting context of the original ad filtered for a different buyer profile. Your version, stripped of that context, pulls whoever responds to the surface message. This is why ad intelligence built on raw data volume matters. PowerAd Spy adds 500k plus new ads daily across 10 ad networks, meaning you're never looking at a stale snapshot. Competitors' creative rotations update in near real time. You can track when an advertiser kills a campaign, launches a new angle, or shifts their CTA without knowing anyone on their team. That visibility matters especially now. 86% of industries have seen CPCs rise by over 10% year on year, which means the cost of running a misread campaign keeps climbing. Intelligence isn't optional when the margin for error narrows every quarter. There is also a real accountability dimension here. 73% of marketing budgets get scrutinized when companies can't show a direct connection between ad spend and revenue growth. Copying competitor ads produces neither the connection nor the proof. Intelligence first research does because the strategic rationale is built in from the start, not retrofitted after the results come in. The creative is the decision made visible. The data tells you whether the decision worked. Copying the decision without the data is expensive guesswork with a competitor's logo removed. Start your free Power Ad Spy trial and pull the engagement data, placement filters, and geo signals on your top competitors before you write another word of ad copy.